Alrighty. Hi everyone. Welcome to the Solar and Storage Market Series. I'm Kyle Pease, Senior Engineer at Renvu Solar Distribution, here today with Steven Rousseau, the West Coast Sales Manager at Fortress Power, as well as Matt Ruttenberg, Director of their C&I department. Today we're going to be hearing about their new nano commercial ESS option, as well as some of their latest products, best practices, and tech tips. Before we dive in, and while we're waiting for more people to join, I'll give a little background on Renvu and some of the products and services we offer. Renvu is a US-based solar equipment distributor. We've been in the industry since 2012. We currently have fulfillment facilities spanning the coast with our main warehouse right between them, now in Texas. Our sales staff all have backgrounds within engineering or solar installation to provide you with the best sales support. Unlike some larger distribution models, our model is to be agile with market fluctuations so that we can provide you with the most competitive pricing while also providing sales engineers knowledgeable in system design. This way, we can help you save money on parts and also weigh in to catch potential pitfalls before closing an order. Few products to quickly spotlight here. We offer the entire Enphase line, IQ8 Plus, and IQ8 MCs. Are at a great tiered pricing right now, coming down to $130 per unit. We also supply their 10C and 5P batteries, combiners, trunk cable, and other accessories you might need to get your projects going. We carry the whole SolarC portfolio, and we can beat any price you see out there. Right now, the 18Ks have just dropped under the 6K grand mark, and the 15Ks are at an all-time low of 4586 due to an oversupply on the shelf, so get those while you can. We supply the SolarC L3 commercial battery banks pair with those three-phase 30K and 60K inverters. We have Renergy N-type panels up to 590 watts, as well as some cosmetic B grades under 20 cents per watt right now. If you're looking for residential modules, we have Zenshine black on black N-type 440s. We also have Tygo EI batteries, which are about the lowest price name brand energy storage you can get right now if you have a project on a budget. This is definitely something to look at. We'll be offering some kit packages in the next week, so keep an eye out. And we are also offering the Blicker T gaskets to get your arrays watertight. I actually have a few of the new prototypes out now. There's this largest size is like 3/4 up to an inch, and then we have an inch or half inch to 3/4, and then like 5/16 up to a half inch size. So those are been really interesting to work closely with Blicker on in their next iteration of those gaskets. They've been really increasingly popular and interesting option to supply. Next up, project financing. We offer Credit Key and Build. Under Credit Key, they're designed for installer financing based on your GAR with a base credit line that is usually around 50 grand. And then if you need a larger credit line, just submit 3 months of bank statements and they can approve for larger amounts as well. The base terms are 3% for 30 days, up to 12-month terms. They're quick to fund, but apply and see what specific terms they'll offer you. And then we also have Build, which is specifically for C&I project financing. If you have a commercial project contract in hand, they can offer up to 120-day terms. They've funded some of our projects within 24 hours, and they have a 0.5% rebate on materials you purchase for your project. The funds can also be used for labor and other costs as well. So it's really designed around those C&I solar projects where cash flow can be a major constraint in hitting your deadlines. Here's our bulk module price list for large volume options and our upcoming offerings of solar modules. We carry Runergy, or previously known as Hyperion, Zenshine, Prism, Philadelphia, and some others. We'll share a link in the chat to this page. We update it regularly so you can stay up to date with our latest deals for bulk orders. And finally, I'm going to jump over to our solar design and quote tool. Let me start from our homepage here. So you can access the tool either by hitting this hyperlinked image or the top banner above in orange. Either way, you get to the start page of our solar design and quote tool where you can select from a full system or a subset if you already have solar panels or racking, for instance. And then you choose which panel you'd like. Right now, our residential option is the Zianshine 440s. We should have some more options coming up here soon, so keep an eye out. And then under commercial, there's these Runergy 545s, 585s in the B grade, and we'll have a few more popping up pretty soon as well. And you can compare the relative cost and dollar per watt under each panel just to get an idea. That's not the final rate, that's just the base rate. So if you're looking to buy in more volume, that can also go down. So just email us with your quote number if you are looking for more than a pallet. I'll continue this demonstration just the Zianshine 440s. We can put them up on a pitched roof, flat roof, carport, or a ground mount. Under each of these racking options, there's also sub options for under the pitch roof, we have comp shingle, Spanish tile, flat tile, metal roof. Under flat roof, there's ballasted systems as well as tilt legs or tilt legs up on a metal roof. You could go with a carport option. You can do a single carport structure for two cars, or you can increase that to have three or four cars as well. Or excuse me, four or six cars. It's in two car increments. And then under ground mount, our main option is the Iron Ridge SGA. It's that traditional pipes on piers structure. And if you're looking for something a little more cost effective and quick to install, we do offer those Power Field power rack ballasted tubs. You just need a flat area of ground that you can put those tubs down on, and then you ballast them with gravel and attach the panels to it. So, a pretty neat solution there. I'm going to do this demonstration with a pitch roof and comp shingle. We can start with, let's do two rows of 10 as a simple, typical system here. You can change the orientation. I prefer, whenever designing, to use portrait orientation because it minimizes the number of roof attachments and racking material per unit of array area. So it's more efficient. And then you can choose between different roof attachments, FlashFoot 2, or there's that Halo Ultra Grip as well. If you're not sure what these are, you could click on any of the items that populate in your bill of materials and jump over to that item page and download manufacturer documentation to learn a little bit more as you go. And so we got a 20 panel array. The system size is 8.8 kilowatts. And once we're happy with that, we can jump onto the inverter page. And we have options between microinverters, optimizers, and string inverters. Of course, IQ8MC is going to be your go-to fitting for those 440 watt panels. And it shows you the power. Panel power to inverter power rating, the DC to AC ratio there. Under microinverters, you can also add energy storage and additional batteries. But we're going to look at string inverters right now. Under string inverters, there's options to add battery backups or not. We'll leave it with the battery backup on. And then you have options between single phase as well as three phase, 208 and 480 volt. Under the residential, we have Fortress Power, of course, and you can choose between their 8K, 10K, and 12K inverters, as well as that Duo 21 and batteries for those. You could look at the eForce stacks, the eFlexes can go in there as well. And then also the Fortress Power eBoost 16K. It's about the cheapest monolithic 16K out there from a name brand. So that also works with Solark as well. So highly recommend checking that out. They've got a great E-way wire system. I think Steven will go into more details on that. But then you can compare your overall system cost with, say, Solark or somebody else. If you wanted to go apples to apples, make sure you got the right sizing, choose the same inverter, and then you can compare the relative cost of each of those options. I'll leave it on that Duo 21 and the eBoost there. And then at the bottom of the inverter page, you can also choose optimizers or rapid shutdown if you need. And then once you're done with the inverter page, you can choose to add spare panels. I highly recommend, as a rule of thumb, one or two panels per pallet of order, just in the off chance that in the delivery or in the installation, something's damaged, you can easily pop something else in there without a hassle, delaying your project or extra expense. And in the if everything goes well and you don't have any busted panels, then you've got a spare panel for yourself or your client so that they'll have that backup whenever that inevitable wayward frisbee or something takes out a panel. You can drop one in years down the line. It can be really hard to find drop-ins as form factor continues to change. And also add cables, connectors, and wire clips, labels, and EV charger. Once you're happy with all of that, you are at the final quote page where you can review your bill of materials. You could add these items to the cart and change quantities if needed, and you could copy a shareable link. But I do recommend, if you want to use this for permitting or maybe work on negotiating the system designer, the costs, email, get your email in here. Punch in your zip code, you'll get a PDF copy of the quote, and it will go into our system where we proactively look over the quotes that come through, let you know if there's any concerns for availability or design, and then we also reach out if there's any discounts that might come up that are relevant to your quote. And then you also, with that PDF copy, you can go over to our permit section. Send that over to Illumini, and along with the basic permit form. And we've been working with them for years now. They've been really helpful, quick, efficient, cost-effective in creating permit plan sets to submit to your AHJ. If you need any red lines, they're really quick on that. And if you need a structural or PE stamp, they do offer that as well. All right, so that's about everything I have for our design tool. Let me jump back to the presentation. Okay, so if you have any questions about these products or about Fortress Power while Stephen and Matt are presenting, please feel free to ask in the Q&A section, and we'll get to your questions at the end of the webinar during the Q&A session. You can also email our sales team at order@renvu.com for more information and pricing. Webinar is being recorded, and we will send you a link in a follow-up email. We also have recordings of previous webinars on our RenVu YouTube channel. Without further ado, I'll hand it over to Stephen, Matt, and the rest of the Fortress team.
Great. Thank you, Kyle. As Kyle mentioned, my name is Steve Russo. I'm the regional sales manager here on the West Coast. Go ahead and share my screen, and we're really excited to speak with you all today. So thank you all for joining. As Kyle mentioned, we are also joined by our CNI Director of Business Development, Matt Ruttenberg. What we're going to do today is talk about Fortress Power product line. Myself, I've been in the industry a little over 16 years now. Of course, as all of you have been through the solar coaster, as you might say, the ebbs and flows of it. And as we approach 2026, Fortress Power has really come up with some innovative solutions. We can really tailor our products around yourself and your customers' needs to grow your business. What I will do is go ahead and discuss some of our residential products that can be used for small commercial applications as well. And then I'll hand it over to Matt, who is going to discuss kind of the star of the show, which is our new product called the eSpire Nano, which is our CNI application for different number of different applications. Can be great for grocery stores, gas stations, schools, hospitals. We'll go ahead and get started, and I'll give you a little background on Fortress Power. So we've been around for coming up on 10 years now. We are based out of just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. We've currently over 500 installers, over 100 distributors, and we've now done over, I think it's over 60,000 projects. Not just here in the United States. We do have a very large presence here in the US, but we also do installations in Canada, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Latin America, and continuing to grow. A lot of the reasons why people are choosing Fortress Power, a lot of it has to do with the reliability and the overall quality of the product. I'd say the two biggest compliments I get from my installers is one is the quality of the product, and the other is our technical support team. I think we've assembled the best technical support team in the industry. We have technical support available 7 days a week, and we have a solutions engineer as well that can help design your systems and help scale your business as you have projects come across your board. As I mentioned, I'm on the residential or energy storage team. We have a CNI division as well. So I'll go ahead and get started on our residential energy product portfolio. And this is just kind of like a high-level overview of what we currently are offering. So we have hybrid inverters and we have batteries. We have our NV inverter line that comes in smaller sizes, such as the 8 kW and 10 kW for maybe partial home backup. And then we have the NV 12 kW and NV Duo 21 for whole home backup with 200 amp AC pass-through. All these inverters can do residential split phase, but they also do small commercial three-phase 208. So again, this is kind of the specialty of Fortress, is of being that product that you can go to, and if you have a small 9.6 kilowatt hour system, all the way up to 268.8 kilowatt hours with our eForce here. So down below, you'll see the battery in the bottom, in the middle here, is called the eForce. It's a stackable battery. Each module is 9.6 kilowatt hours. You can stack it in teams of two for 19.2. You can stack three of them for 28.8. And as I mentioned, that thing can scale all the way up to 268.8 kilowatt hours. So we see this battery used a lot of times for large residential homes or those commercial applications.
Hey, Steven, I don't know if you're sharing your screen. It might just be me. I don't think I can see your screen.
I can see your screen.
Oh,
You
you can?
can.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, you're
Okay.
good.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Sorry about that.
No worries. No worries. It's good to check in every now and then, make sure everything's working properly.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, my bad.
Glad it's confirmed. Yeah, so that's our eForce. It's what we consider our higher end battery. The battery on the bottom left is our eBoost. It's a 16 kilowatt hour battery that is scalable all the way up to 256 kilowatt hours. This is our lowest cost per kilowatt hour battery. Both of those, the eForce and the eBoost, are indoor and outdoor rated, IP65. They have built-in heaters for cold climates. They have their own individual BMS. On top of each battery, you'll see in the darker gray, that's what's called an E-way. It stands for electrical wireway. That allows for easy stackability with our NV inverter. So you'll see here in a couple slides, I'll show you where you can either have the inverter stacked to the side, or you can stack it directly on top of the battery via that E-way. And then there's no outside wiring, so it makes for very simple and easy installation, quick installation, which is huge benefit to you. You get on to the next job. Again, 7 days a week, customer technical support. So if you are on site, you have any questions, you can give us a call. You can get a person on the line, actually based here in the United States, one of our engineers, again, 7 days a week. So with that said, I'll get into a little bit more details of these batteries and inverters. Again, this is the eForce, what we consider our higher end battery. Again, it's stackable. So you can see these two setups here are 19.2 kilowatt hours. We do quite a few of these in California because it stays right below that 20 kilowatt hour limit that we see in a lot of jurisdictions. And you can see you can put that inverter to the side. There's side knockouts on that E-way, or you can stack it directly on top of the E-way, as you see in the middle. And again, this is something you go in parallel. So the system you see here on the far right is actually two of the 19.2, so a total of 38.4 kilowatt hours of capacity matched with one of our NV inverters. Right now, this battery is coming with a 15-year warranty. So normally it's a 10-year standard warranty on all of our equipment. However, the eForce battery, you would get an additional 5 years for a 15-year warranty when pairing it with our NV inverters. You can upgrade just as a FYI if you need an additional warranty. All of our products are eligible for a 30-year warranty via our friends at Solar Insure. A little bit more in detail into the eForce. You can see the stackable modules here. Again, it comes in one, two, or three stacks. It comes with a closed circuit base. Now, it does have the option to wall mount this system as well. So you can either do a standard ground mount, or you can choose to wall mount this system if it's a one or two stack of the eForce. Again, built-in heater, has the wireless quick plugs, e-stop function. And if you take a little bit of a deeper look into the E-Way, you'll see there's actually a 750 amp bus bar for paralleling battery units. A spot for our Guardian integrated software and our advanced monitoring service. And then you can see here on this image on the right how easy it is to take the top cover off the E-Way, bottom cover off the NV inverter, stacks directly on top. Everything is connected via that E-Way. And again, there's no outside wiring. It makes for a very simple, clean installation. And yeah, that's the eForce battery. And again, this can be used for residential as well as small commercial, on grid as well as off grid. So if you have any potential projects that need a battery system that goes from 9.6 all the way up to 268.8 kilowatt hours, you can look at the eForce battery. Our newest addition to our battery line is called the eBoost. So this is again a 16 kilowatt hour battery. It also has an E-Way on top. Now you can't vertically stack the system like you can on the eForce, but you can front stack it. So you can actually put one battery in front of the other. And then you can parallel this all the way up to 256 kilowatt hours. Again, there's a number of different setups. You can see the one on the bottom here would be two of them, so 32 kilowatt hours. Match to one of our NV inverters, or you can do three total of 48 kilowatt hours matched to the NV Duo 21, as you see at the setup on the right. Again, residential, small commercial applications, indoor, outdoor, IP65 rating, has a powerful BMS, built-in heater. And again, this is a lowest cost per kilowatt hour battery. So anybody that is looking for a budget-friendly solution certainly would want to look at our eBoost battery. Again, this is a battery that comes with an E-Way. You can open it up and see inside again that 750 amp bus bar, e-stop switch on the side, and the ease of stacking our inverters on top of it via that E-Way. There are two, I do want to mention that there are two different E-Ways when you get the eBoost. You can get it with the standard E-Way, which has the knockouts. You put the inverter on top of it. However, there is an E-Way Lite option, so it's a little bit cheaper. So you could save a few hundred bucks on setups where you don't need that full E-Way. You don't need the full 750 amp bus bar. You can get the E-Way Lite. Comes with a smooth top cover, so maybe for aesthetic purposes, you don't need that full E-Way. You can get the eBoost with an E-Way Lite there. Brings me to our inverter line. So our newest addition to our NV inverter is the NV Duo 21. This again can do two, it has 200 amps for AC pass-through, can do 16 kilowatts of output when connected to the PV or grid. It does 12 kilowatts continuous when off-grid. You can scale up to 10 of these in one application. It has three different independent MPPTs. It can do up to 25 kilowatts of PV input. And again, does 120, 240 single split phase, as well as the three phase 208 solution. Hybrid inverter, so AC-DC coupling, and it also has a designated generator port as well. This one, along as I mentioned with our NV12kW, our whole home energy solutions, but we do also offer our NV inverter in a smaller 8kW and 10kW size for smaller applications as well. Those both do residential as well as commercial. So just depending again, tailoring our systems around the needs of yourself, your projects, and your customers. Yeah, there's the NV8KW, so very similar, just slightly less output and with two independent MPPTs. But again, does the single split phase as well as three phase 208. And then our last addition to our inverter line is called the Solo 6.5. So this is a off-grid non-export inverter. So this is a very low-cost inverter. We see a lot of the Solo 6.5 for off-grid homes, for trailers, mobile homes, condos. But as the name suggests, it's a 6.5 kilowatt output inverter. You can scale up to six of these units. You can connect up to 10 kilowatts of PV. And this does 120 or 240. And again, this is something that is a very low-cost inverter for any projects that you guys potentially have looking for that solution. We have a very intuitive app available. We have both the app available for a homeowner as well as the installer has on-site commissioning in less than 5 minutes. So again, with our Guardian and our NV inverters, you'll have the ability to log into the download this app and just a very user-friendly application. Again, one for installer and one for the homeowner as well. So with that being said, I do want to now pass it over to Matt, our director of CNI, to present a very exciting new product to Fortress Power called the eSpire Nano, and I will let him take it from here.
Thanks, Stephen. Okay. On the commercial side, Fortress has been around for, a long time. Over the last really 4 years, we've really also become a CNI company as well. Literally over the last 12 months, these are very high profile projects that we're doing all over the country. Just to give you a little context, we're doing the microgrid at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. We've done a huge collection of schools, a portfolio for San Diego Unified School District. There's an adage that if you're doing schools in California, you can kind of go anywhere. California is a very strict regulatory landscape, but huge portfolio with the Chicago Greater Chicago Schools area with the Department of Energy. That's all for EV buses and providing microgrids to support that infrastructure there. Doing a pilot for Chick-fil-A down in Oceanside. We did Toomey's North American factory in Georgia. Autel, big EV charging player. They lean to Fortress as their energy storage solution. Our systems at their North American headquarters in North Carolina. We did an IBEW chapter hall up in San Francisco area. The city of Davis, California, their wastewater treatment plant, just a wide variety of different really cool microgrids that we've done really just over the last 12 months. But beyond that, we have a really significant portfolio in California currently. High profile municipal buildings, all specified with Fortress Power commercial battery systems. And furthermore, CCAs, community choice aggregators, like nonprofit utilities. That use the big utility lines. They're purchasing our systems and then providing power purchase agreements actually to the kind of commercial tenants like in their territory. So there's a lot of really exciting things happening at Fortress on the commercial side. And what I want to get into is our offering really quick before I kind of talk about the software that makes Fortress so special and then really get into this exciting nano product. But the offering, if you understand this, you'll understand now why we're having the success and the traction that we are in the commercial markets. And I think for behind the meter microgrids, we're probably that leader right now in the California market. So just a couple things to highlight, as you guys are thinking about battery systems, there's all this like, different terms, but like what is an ESS system or a BESS? And I really think of it like an automobile, right? You have three core elements. You have an engine, you have a gas tank, and you have controls. And what's really special is Fortress is providing all three of these things in this BESS that we're bringing to the market. All of our commercial systems have all three of these components. And oftentimes, when you go to bring in an energy storage system on the commercial side, maybe you're just getting the battery or you're getting the battery inverter. And oftentimes you're definitely getting the software and the microgrid controller from a third-party company. Very few folks really have all three of these things in one. So the engine, that's your battery inverter, bidirectional inverter to charge up or discharge the battery, it's your power delivery. Then you have your gas tank, which is actually your energy storage, your batteries. And then you have very advanced controls, dynamic steering. I mean, even like advanced tires, navigation systems. How are you going to navigate all of this power in a really efficient manner? All three of those things are coming from Fortress. And the other thing to kind of keep in mind is we're really kind of three companies in one. A lot of the commercial players were all really integrators, meaning we're not making the batteries. We're not making the battery inverters. We're actually going out and procuring those things from the highest quality players in the market. And then we're bringing it together in a package. You don't have to deal with these guys. They're impossible to deal with. But where Fortress really separates itself from almost every other player in the market is that we're this integrator that happens to own our own controller and own our own EMS. Energy management system, not the BMS, the battery management system. That's very basic, very different, very important, but actually the EMS, how we're going to drive all this power in real time in the most efficient manner possible. The only really other competitor in the market would be Ageto. So Fortress and Ageto kind of lead that space, and Ageto's, now bought by Generac. So they're a player as well. Where Fortress kind of then differentiates further is our own software deployed in the field can actually do its own upfront financial modeling. So it's really important to understand that. And that's critical for these sites is doing upfront financial modeling. And the idea that the software that's deployed in the field is doing that upfront analysis really eliminates any kind of hiccups or mismatched expectations. And it's just all coming from one company. It's one hand to shake or one throat to choke. And so this kind of vertically integrated all hardware and software from one company is what we're bringing to the market. But really where the rubber meets the road, especially in the California market, is engineering, hands-on white glove technical support. Tesla has basically left this commercial space. Stem has left this space. I won't mention people, but other people have either died in this space or have really ruined their reputation in this space. And the issue with behind the meter microgrids is the following. It's almost impossible to scale the technical needs that you EPC clients are going to face in the sales cycle to get these systems approved through local fire, going through permitting, all of it. There is more technical debt for behind the meter microgrids than front of the meter 50 megawatt hour utility scale systems. All the money's up there. These are very thin margins here. And so it's very hard to get that technical support right. And that's what Fortress is kind of doing. It's a new level in the market, a new standard that we're bringing to the market. And we figured out a way to do that. And that's why this whole specification community, that's why we have over 200 high profile municipal buildings. The proof is in the pudding right here. So we're really starting to explode on the commercial side. And I just wanted you to kind of keep in mind what we're bringing to the market and our position here. Okay, so we've talked a little bit, just so you know, we're doing a lot of high profile projects. We have a ton of specified commercial projects that we're doing. I hopefully framed it where you understand what we're.
Matt, I think you froze on us. Hey, Matt, can you hear us? I think you froze. Kyle, is it frozen for you as well?
Yeah, hopefully I'll be back in a minute. Wonder if
Okay.
maybe his Wi-Fi went out.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be back on here in a second, but yeah, I think he's reconnecting. There he is. Yep, you're
Yeah.
back.
What happened?
Froze out for a second.
Yeah, internet, I
Oh.
guess, is strange today. Okay, so your microgrid controller, it can connect to any third-party asset on site, from an EV charger, gensets, solar, the grid. CHP systems, combined heat and power systems, chillers, turbines, anything that speaks a Modbus signal, it can connect to those assets in real time, monitor them in real time. You can see everything up in the cloud. You can troubleshoot things. It's very advanced, and it can control things per how the site needs things to run as efficiently as possible. So you have these local and cloud-based controls and this monitoring portal from Fortress. And then the three real core elements of a microgrid and the different software logics that we can do is peak shaving, and real energy savings and time of use energy arbitrage software. We can do virtual power plant software, which is like utility response signals, where the utilities can connect to our systems and actually pull power. That's another advanced software feature. And then additionally, also having resiliency settings, which is a lot of times what traditionally people have been using batteries, for. What I want to highlight is that we actually have live sites that can do all three of that software logic simultaneously at the same time. So this is a site. Each little screenshot here is a snapshot from our live monitoring portal over a 24-hour segment. In the left-hand corner here is actually a peak shaving strategy. And so if you can, the pink line is actually the utility consumption line. This spiky line is the load curve of the facility. And you can't really see it, or it's a little hard, but the green is the battery discharging. Yellow is the solar production, purple is selling back to the grid, and this black is even charging up the battery. So what's happening here is you have these spiky loads, and our software in real time is deploying the battery every time those loads spike and absolutely peak shaving and making sure that we keep the demand charges below a certain threshold for the client, which is incredible. The same time, though, and this is what's really critical, this is signed up for a virtual power plant program. And what's really interesting and cool is when from 7 to 9, the utility is pulled on these batteries. Green is discharging the battery, purple selling back to the grid. Look at the inverse of the load curve. There's dynamic software settings in there that the utility goes to pull power, and they can only pull power above what the loads are consuming. Because also the utility does actually charge for demand charges. And imagine a scenario where the utility is saying, yeah, virtual power plant thing, we're pulling all your power right now. Well, now you start actually then pulling power from the grid. It makes no sense. Oh, we're going to hit you with a demand charge at the same time while you're pulling your power. It's crazy. So these demand charges are absolutely ruthless. And what's very important is that we have settings where the utility can never pull above what the loads are consuming. Very important for clients when they're thinking about VPP programs. And at the same time, the same site, we lose power at 9 a.m., the pink, shuts off, and now all of a sudden the battery's discharging, covering the loads. Then what happens? The solar comes up, and immediately we start charging up the battery. And now all of a sudden the battery's full. Loads aren't consuming so much. We curtail the PV. The PV supports the loads. And then look what happens right here immediately in number five when when utility signal is restored. We immediately go, wait a minute, let's uncurtail the PV in real time, all start pumping PV immediately and selling all that power back to the grid. These are the kinds of dynamic settings that on the commercial side, you need an advanced software and controller to be able to do. And these literally, all three of these strategies are happening simultaneously at the same site. And it's a very significant thing. We just kind of wanted to highlight that. So bottom line, from Fortress on the software side, our microgrid controller, anything that you want a microgrid controller, a microgrid to do, we have you. We can connect to any third-party asset, control it in real time, and we can do any type of a software logic strategy that you would need and can do all three of the most advanced ones combined simultaneously. So just please keep that in mind. Now on to this very exciting new hardware product. Our products really range in a wide variety. We start at now 40 kilowatt hours, but we can roll out a 20-foot 5 megawatt hour 20-foot shipping container. We can do utility scale systems for behind the meter systems. So anyways, this is our new very exciting eSpire Nano. There is two inverters. It's a cabinet. We can parallel stack up to six of these cabinets in parallel, and each cabinet has 40 kWh or 60 kWh battery stack inside the same cabinet, so same footprint. And with this cabinet comes either a 30K or a 60 kW inverter, bidirectional, and both of those inverters can do both 208 or 480 volt native. So there's a lot of flexibility for small behind the meter commercial microgrids and energy storage systems. This fits absolutely perfect, and then you can scale up as well. There's 60 kW of DC coupled solar can go into the 30K inverter, and up to 100 kW of solar can go into the 60 kW inverter. And again, you can do six of those inverters in parallel. What else? I mean, this is going to be massive for big box retail, for quick service restaurants. Where a lot of energy service companies or ESCOs, some of the biggest ones in the country, are leading with Fortress. We see this going into a significant amount of their portfolio clients. You know, these guys have lighting contracts, lighting efficiency contracts with some of the biggest big box retailers in the country. And now the next wave of that is really energy storage systems as well. When it comes to, you know, commercial sites, footprint is just critical. And the idea that this is like, you know, less than 3 feet long, is a really nice starting point that can get into really tight, you know, corners. So that's our eSpire Nano. Happy to answer any questions about it. Oh, there's a direct generator input into this system as well. This also has islanding equipment inside. So this is also an islanding device. We can put our microgrid controller inside of it. So you can have the most advanced controller in the behind the meter markets and our EMS and monitoring portal with this system as an adder. Although for a base entry point, we also have our dongle similar to like what we use on our residential line, and that whole app and kind of web portal that Steve had just taken you guys through. It would share the base entry point of the Nano would work on that platform. And there's six charge and six discharge set points with this system as well to keep in mind. With that, that's kind of the eSpire Nano. We do have a project checklist link. And I would just say, you know, don't be afraid to use it. We're happy to kind of review things, and we can then make better recommendations as, you know, you guys are working with RenView and as we are working with them as well.
And Matt, these are available to purchase today.
They are, yeah, absolutely. They're purchased today. We're in the process of being CEC approved as we speak. All certifications, everything's good to go. They're already being specified in the California community, a big part of those 209 specified sites. Were previously specified with our eSpire Mini. Probably 70% of them are going to convert to the Nano. So you're going to see this Nano at some of the biggest municipal buildings all over California.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt. So now we're opening up the Q&A section. If you guys have any questions, please submit them now in the Q&A down the bottom center of the screen. You should see that pop up. We'll give you guys a few minutes to submit those. This nano system is pretty exciting. I think over here at RenView for us to see, it's been really quite the explosion with the SolarC 30K and 60K. So I think you guys offer a really compelling competition to that. It'll be interesting to see
You know,
how.
yeah, let me say a little more to that. You know, the Mini, to be honest with you, the Nano is an upgrade to the Mini in almost every element. It's a much smaller footprint, lighter, and the entry point, smaller kWh to start with, you know, because the Mini was a 30 kW, 81 kWh. This is now a 30 kW, 40 kWh, or a 60 kW, 60 kWh. Like there's a lot of more flexibility and optionality in a variety of different ranges. But the ability to drop half the kWh as an entry point, and then just the cost of it is significant. So like, you know, it's right there in line with the Solar 30K. And from the specification community, The Mini was still taking a good chunk of business from the Solark 30K, even at double the price point, because of some of the elements of our microgrid controller and our software. And so now to be able to take those elements and bring it into that smaller footprint, that cheaper entry footprint of the Solark, it's an absolute, we believe it's going to be a significant floodgates opening up on that.
Yeah, it's not just how much energy you have, but what you do with it as well, especially with VPPs in the market now. That's going to be a huge game changer on the ROIs. And maybe a smaller scale system we've seen a number of clients do is to back up their shops. They need to back up their CNC equipment, for instance. If the power drops out, they're losing tools that could cost them 10 grand and maybe a special part or material that they'd have to replace in that case as well. So they've been seeing the ROI drop by years and years with the option to add on a VPP, so that they're not always having all that power just sitting there. They can use it when the grid needs it.
Well, and also, with that controller, these standard settings that are going to be, comparable to the Solark, that the Nano will have, maybe a little bit extra rich there, but it's within one lane. But if your clients are really looking to peak shave, well, then you're going to need that controller, especially in California, and the ability to then have the most dynamic settings. And I'm talking about unlimited and different software logics. Now all of a sudden you're going to unlock and really remove demand charges. That's an incredible ROI to be able to literally show customers. And we run financial reports all the time. So if we get 15-minute interval data, we have a utility bill. And then if you're adding solar there, which almost always pencils. I mean, we always say, please add the solar. This is not just one, when you're thinking of a microgrid, you want to think about additional elements here. This isn't just about batteries. It's battery energy storage and solar. We get that solar performance data. I'll run it through and it's just, hey, this is literally how your project pencils, Mr. Customer. And so when people can start seeing that, hey, with the advancement of an addition of an advanced microgrid controller, you can now pretty much, reduce your demand charges at least by half. I mean, every site's completely different, but when people start seeing that, they go, oh my God, it's a complete no-brainer. This is this addition right here is, a 4-month payback period. The additional part of the controller, if you want to get into the peak shaving elements of it beyond just what the standard Solark 30K and now our nano systems will do, it's a complete, no-brainer to do these adders to get, the most advanced controller and software you need in the market.
And the productions you're doing today are always going to be conservative inherently because energy prices are not going to go down. As we're
No.
seeing these data centers go online, the demand is just exponential, and the opportunities to pay off your system even sooner through VPPs is just going to go up and up.
Well said. Yeah.
All right, we had a few questions pop into the Q&A. If you
Right.
guys can see that there. A couple from Philip and one guy asking about the
Oh.
Duo 21 as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so this is under Q&A, Matt, but I'll read it off to you. So how many kilowatt hour cabinets can be
I see
connected
it.
to Eastfire network?
Sorry. I
Okay.
see it. Oh, but yeah, we probably want to announce it so everyone else can read it. My bad. My
Yeah,
bad. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So
Alternatively, what is the largest Eastfire Nano BSS size in kilowatts and kilowatt hours?
yeah, so it would be six. So it'd be 360 kW, 360 kWh is going to be the largest one. So it's literally you have a 30 kW or a 60 kW inverter, both do 208 or 480 native. And then you have a 40 kWh or 60 kWh cabinet all inside the same cabinet. And you can literally do up to six of both.
What size does it make sense to switch from the Nano to the Mini?
Yeah, there's an interesting gap where it depends. Look, microgrids, they're all unique kind of fingerprints or snowflakes, we sometimes like to say. It really is project specific. There's so many considerations to go with. I will say that sometimes I'm seeing a little bit where maybe 200 ki kilowatt hours might make a lot of sense. So I think there's a gap of maybe there is something to be said for the Mini, I think, from 200 kilowatt hours to 266, where the Mini could be really nice. So basically, once you get up to like a fourth nano in parallel, maybe you now start looking at the mini. But we think like three nanos in parallel and down, really makes a lot of sense. I still think certain scenarios a mini may make sense, but it's just going to depend a little bit. But I would say definitely gravitate more towards that 200 kWh to 266 kWh range on the mini. That should still serve a lot for clients.
Fantastic. All right. And how does the eBoost plus NV Duo 21 compare to Solark and the Tesla? I'll go ahead and take that one. So I'd say the biggest difference is, well, compared to Solark, they're making the hybrid inverter, so you're usually going to pair that with a separate battery manufacturer. So when you work with Fortress, you're just dealing with one specific company. We make the inverter, we make the battery, and we do the customer support, the technical support. And compared to Tesla, I'd say is our scalability. As I mentioned before, we have small energy storage systems as small as 9.6 kilowatt-hours, but then we can scale all the way up, like on our eForce, to do 68.8, or in case of the eBoost, all the way up to 256 kilowatt-hours. So I see a lot of our systems, our energy systems, especially the Duo with the eBoost for large residential homes as well as small commercial applications. And again, just want to really focus on the fact that we do have 7 days a week customer support available, where you can actually get a person online based here in the United States. I think just compared to some other manufacturers, that our customer support, our technical support is second to none. What are current lead times on the Nano and the Mini to take delivery? We look.
Current lead times on the mini are 4 to 5 months. And the mini is made custom, bespoke. There's over 200 different configurations. You heard that correctly. Literally 200 configurations of the mini. And you can go to the CEC approval website. You'll see all 200 of them. You'll be shocked. So yeah, we need like 30% down to start that kind of process. It's about 4 to 5 months. We will have some stock of the Nano. It's a more stockable system, which we like. We'll have the first Nanos will be coming in, I think, the middle of May, May, June-ish, right in there. And then from there, I guess if and when we have a run on stock, it's probably going to be about a 3 month lead time. But we should be able to be forward and, working on our logistics. So I'd like to think that the lead times will not be on the Nano more than, under a month, a couple of weeks, hopefully.
But yeah, you can go ahead and go to Renvu's website and put an order today for the eSpire Nano. And yeah, we're looking at the first
Our
delivery
system's coming in like middle of May.
coming in middle of May. Exactly. Thanks for answering my questions. You're welcome, Philip. What is the Nano cell chemistry, and can you please talk about the internal fire suppression system in the Nano? Is the Nano a pad-mounted BSS similar to the Mini?
Yeah, it's pad mounted. The internal fire suppression. Please put your email in the chat, and then I'll send that out, or maybe we can work with Kyle at Renvu. That's a technical element there that the engineers need to weigh in. But yeah, there's fire suppression inside of it. LFP prismatic tier one cells only. That's all Fortress I think has ever even released to the market.
Yeah. Okay. And it looks like
Awesome.
Philip put his email in there. So thank you, Philip.
Excellent.
Cool.
Thank
I
you.
got that. Yeah. That's a really important element, especially in California, is that fire suppression. I know
Oh,
LA
yeah.
County is real particular about that.
Well, the two, I mean, listen, we work especially with kind of our part. We have a nice partnership where we, a lot of the specification projects that Fortress goes through, we have an extension of our company that's literally just, that's how we're able to scale that technical debt that I was kind of talking about. We take that on. They don't charge anyone for engineering services. We take care of them. on these projects, especially when you're needing to navigate local AHJs, fire, all of that. The two real players in jurisdictions in California that are just kind of a non-starter right now is LA County, not LA City, LA County. And what that really means is anywhere in LA County where that city does not have its own fire department, it then is defaults to LA County. So you have to look at those specific areas. And then San Jose County. Those are the two areas right now. Everywhere else, it's a little difficult. There is headwinds for sure, but we can get through any other jurisdiction and are doing so. To give you an idea, we're doing firehouses in California. It should give you a very good element of like, okay, if we're doing a couple firehouses in California, we also just did that IBEW chapter hall as well. So we definitely have that support there for you. And that's also one of the elements of Fortress that we really bring to the table. That's the kind of engineering support that we're talking about. And it's where, projects can literally get brought to their knees oftentimes in California is the regulatory, the permitting, getting through all of the local jurisdictions.
Yep, absolutely. The devil's in the details, and those can really make or break a project. So that's great to hear. Looks like we've answered all the Q&A. So thank you, Stephen. Thanks, Matt, for the detailed webinar today. And thank you, everybody, for participating. Our team will work on recording and sending a follow-up email with the recording and more information about everything we discussed today in the following day or two. So have a great rest of your week, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.